Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Oh no, okay. Well, that's a fail. I accidentally hit mute when I started. Okay, well, anyways, welcome to the broadcast. This is a great way to start. What I was saying was that I started 1 minute early, so that's a miracle. And then I was also saying that whenever I live stream, I always have an agenda or a plan, so I'm very go, go, go. Obviously, I talk fast. Obviously, I'm very excited and passionate and hyper about what I'm talking about. But with this stream, I thought, let's just hang out, let's talk, let's answer questions. And we're doing it from the chat because when we do the call-in, I love every one of you that call in, and we're going to keep doing that, but the questions take a long time to answer. Not necessarily because the person calling, because I'm long-winded, and I give in the whole sermons when people ask, like, what should I do with my life? And I go into a whole sermon. But this, we're going to answer a little bit quicker. We'll give you guys a chance to ask your questions. I have the chat big in front of me, finally, and it'll be a great time. I'll try to just be, I'm a grandma, and you do talk fast? Yes. I'll try to just be a little more chill, take my time with you guys. And then at 1:30 p.m., all the monthly partners, we will get a prayer call. So that's going to be a great time. But let's jump into these. Again, I'm going to be reading the chat the entire time. I'm going to be talking with you guys. At the end of my stream, I do this for like 10 minutes, but this is a dedicated time where I can do this. We'll still do the call-ins, just we'll mix it in with some of these and go from there. Okay, the first question is, and it's on slow mode. It helps if you put like a cue and then the comment so I could discern what's what, because it's hard when you guys are just typing really fast to know what's a question or not. But first one I want to answer is, it always God's will to heal? This is from Donna. And actually, I won't say your name when I say your question, because some of these questions, you might not want anybody to know that you asked them. You might want them just to get lost in the sea of comments. But is it always God's will to heal? These are my thoughts on the topic. I look at Jesus as, well, the Bible says that he is the will of the Father. That Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. And when you've seen the Father, you've seen me. Jesus is fully God on the earth, displaying the invisible attributes of God the Father who's in heaven. So Jesus was a manifestation of the mind of God, the will of God, the plan of God, everything related to God. So when we see Jesus doing things, we know this is the will of God. This is the will of the Father. And Jesus healed people. In fact, Jesus didn't just heal people. He healed people everywhere he went. And oftentimes, he healed everybody. So I think of that and go, Jesus didn't turn people away. Jesus didn't put sickness on people. Jesus brought healing. It's the will of God. Jesus is the manifest will of God, and Jesus is fully God. And it was the will of God to heal the sick. I personally believe God always wants people to be healed. Now, Isaiah, why don't people always get healed? If God wants them to be, why wouldn't they be? I'm going to tell you why. There's a lot of variables. I think unforgiveness is a thing that blocks people's healing. I think there's demonic powers that block healing. Let me give an example. The Bible says it's God's will that everybody get saved and nobody perish. Okay, so that's the will of God. Every single person in the world to get saved. So that's God's will. Now, does everybody in the world get saved? No. Why? Because there's a lot of variables. There's free will. There's unbelief. There's doubt. There's laziness in Christians that don't go out and evangelize. So just because something's God's will doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen always. Now, God tells us to go lay hands on the sick. And here I am preaching a whole sermon now. God tells us to go lay hands on the sick. Well, if we don't do that, then maybe they don't get healed. Now, God could heal somebody without us laying hands, but God ties his sovereignty into the working of men, right? God can preach to 7 billion people right now the gospel. He can come out of the sky and preach to 7 billion people. Yet, he chooses to put the responsibility in the hands of believers, and we're called to go preach. So, is it God's will to everyone get healed? I believe it is. Does everyone get healed? No. All right. If someone commits suicide, is it possible to be saved? This is something that the Bible doesn't speak about. I don't have a for sure answer on this. I think every case by case is different, but I lean more towards they probably won't be saved if they commit suicide. And the reason why I say that is you're either going to hear "well done, good and faithful servant" on judgment day, or "depart from me, I never knew you." And I can't imagine you taking your own life and God saying, "well done, good and faithful servant." Now, I know some of you are like, "well, my family was mentally ill that did it. They were on drugs. They were drunk." I don't know all the variables. So I'm not God. I don't determine who goes to heaven or hell. So I can't give you a blanket statement, but I will say I wouldn't gamble with it. If there's a 0.1% chance that you go to hell when you commit suicide, it's not even worth risking. So I don't know. maybe there will be people in heaven that commit suicide that we see. I just personally believe that if you take your life, likely you're not going to be going to heaven. All right. Why don't you do sit-down interviews anymore at the new studio? I shared this a while ago, guys, about the sit-down interviews whenever we built the studio, is they are a lot more work than I anticipated. Not only getting there, getting the production going, having multiple people there, but bringing in guests, right? I do these call-in shows and call-in podcasts, and I call the guest on Zoom. And a lot of the guests I'm bringing on are extremely busy. Now, for me to say, all right, I want to have you on the podcast, which is hard to get guests every week, and we have two new guests the next 2 weeks, so we're working on it. To say, I'll call you at 5:50 p.m., we'll start at 6 and go to 7, most people go, oh yeah, I can do that, my schedule works. But the in-person, I have to say, all right, can you fly in on Monday? And then I got to either get him a rental car, pick him up from the airport, drive him an hour and a half to where we're located, get him into the studio, make sure the studio's cleaned, make sure that the fridge is stocked, and we go all out with our guests. If you've been a guest, you know. We stock the fridge, we stock the pantries, we get the house ready, clean. My wife does a lot of work with that. All the bedding clean. It's a whole thing. Bring them in, then I'm with them for the day before, I'm with them for the day of the interview, and then usually I'll be with them the next day. So that's 3 full days gone just to get a 1-hour interview. And I know it sounds like I'm crying here, but I'm extremely busy. Extremely busy. I got a lot of work going on here. I got kids, I got a wife. This week I'm recording my audiobook, which is a lot of work, and I have a whole bunch of stuff I'm doing, filming, recording, so I just don't have the time right now to just continue to bring out guests and to do sit down. We will at some point do the studio and continue to do that, but right now we put the studio and the in-person interviews on hold, and we're working on some transitioning, but it is what it is. It's a lot of work, so that's that. All right, well, there was one I wanted to answer. Oh, we're talking about the feast at church, and most of my church says we shouldn't observe the feast, but we're grafted in. Why shouldn't we observe them? I feel led to keep the feast. You can keep the feast. You're not required to keep them. And Paul says, don't let anybody tell you you need to keep the feast, you need to keep the Sabbath, and you need to keep these old covenant traditions. You can, but you're no longer required. There's nothing wrong with doing them, but you're not obligated biblically to do those. All right. Thank you, Isaiah. Your ministry has helped me see deliverance in my life. I'm glad. Praise the Lord. Let's go here. Oh, those are all the no audio. Oh, I got a lot of questions. Okay, this is coming fast. Should you tithe 10%? I mean, I think you should tithe. I think in the new covenant, I've made videos on this before, it's not necessarily giving 10%. It's giving generously. And usually that means more than 10%. So it's not like in the Old Testament where it's like, you're going to go to hell, you're going to be judged, and the judgment of God is on you, you're under curse. I don't believe that's a new covenant. We don't see that in the new covenant. We see generosity and giving where there's a need. And so that's what I teach. I tell people, sow where you grow, sow into the house of God, sow into the ministry, do what you need to do. All right, what you need to start a Christian podcast? This is the Unpopular Girls Podcast. That's kind of a cool name. What do you need? I mean, honestly, right now, the meta is short form content. So you only need iPhones. Unless you're going to spend, like, the cameras I have here, the setup I have on each camera is probably like, not on this, because I'm using my phone right now, by the way. It's a different algorithm, so we're on the phone. But when I use my studio cameras, it's like $5,000 to $7,000 for each camera setup. So unless you have that kind of money to spend on cameras, I would use your iPhone, because that's the best thing besides that $5,000 to $8,000 range with a nice lens, a nice camera, full frame, mirrorless. I would just use iPhone, set them up, and film your podcast. The biggest thing is this, to gain an audience, is it's very hard to get started on long form and to gain an audience. You got to do shorts, okay? I don't like shorts. Maybe you don't like shorts, but that's what everybody's watching. If you're trying to reach people, you got to do what people are watching, and people are watching shorts. So yeah, there's that. All right. I've heard a lot of different things about having images of Jesus in the house or in general. What's your take on that? I mean, when the Bible says don't make any graven images, it's not talking about a picture of Jesus. It's talking about idols, right? People send me the verse like, you should have no graven images. It's talking about building and creating false gods and false images of God. A picture of Jesus is not that. I personally don't have any pictures of Jesus in my house, and I probably wouldn't, just because we don't know what he looks like. So it's like having a picture of a random person in your house, and then when someone says, oh, who's that? You go, oh, that's my uncle. And it's not your uncle, it's some random guy. You know, like when you go to Target and you buy a picture and it has a random family in it, it's a placeholder. Yeah, if you have a picture of Jesus, it's a placeholder, because nobody knows what he looks like. So I just personally wouldn't, but if you really like the picture, it's up to you. All right, let's see. Isaiah, when asking, should we be using the name of Jesus Christ or the name of Yahweh? I don't think you heard me. I'm not asking the right way. Not fully sure, but you can use the name of Jesus. Here's the thing, guys. All the people that are legalistic, like, you have to say his name this way. You have to say it in the Aramaic. You have to say it in the Greek. You have to say it in the Hebrew. That's all religion. That's all religion, ladies and gentlemen, okay? It doesn't matter. God's not up there like, you didn't say my name with the exact pronunciation in the Hebrew. We speak English. We say English. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with saying Jesus. A lot of questions. I don't even know where do I start here. My friend and I want to start a Christian podcast. How do I know if God wants us to do it? Because he wants you to get the word out. So if you're preaching the gospel, then do it. What do you think about praying in tongues in front of others? I don't think it's wrong as long as the setting is a prayer meeting and not a... Here's the only thing that's wrong when it comes to tongues, okay? Very simple. This is what Paul corrected. When you are preaching a sermon in tongues with no interpretation, that is wrong because Paul says new people will come in and they don't understand you. So if I'm speaking in tongues and you don't understand, it's not fruitful. Now, if we're in a prayer meeting, if we're on the live stream praying together, I'll pray in tongues all day because I'm not trying to get you to understand me. I'm praying. It's between me and God here. I'm praying. So the tongues debate is I would never get up and preach an hour-long sermon in tongues without an interpreter because it doesn't make sense to people. They can't understand. That's the thing. It's fine to speak in tongues. It's fine to pray in tongues, walk around the altar. Even on the altar call, I have no problem with it. Just don't preach a message in tongues. That is what Paul corrected. Okay, let's see. Did somebody just say, is Donald Trump the Antichrist? No. If anything, Kamala Harris is the Antichrist. Are women allowed to preach according to you? Yes, of course. Of course women can preach. Women preached in the Bible. Now, if you follow some religious preacher, they're probably going to say women can't preach, but women preached in the Bible. Okay, and if you guys can put a cue, that's really helpful because the chat is moving fast, even though I put it in slow mode. How do you develop the gift of prophecy? By stepping out in faith and prophesying. The best way to develop spiritual gifts is by exercising them. Spiritual gifts, think of it as you have to exercise your gift, the Bible says. You have to work out the gift. And so the way you do that is by stepping out in faith. And that is, Lord, would you give me a word for somebody? And then when the Lord gives you the word for somebody, step out and give it to them. Hey, I feel like the Lord is saying this to you or about you, or the Lord wants to encourage you that you're on the right path. Like, give them a word, and when you give that first sentence, God will usually give you more, but you have to step out. If you're waiting around, like, God's just going to drop prophecy on me. No, the Bible says pursue spiritual gifts. The spirit of prophecy is subject to the prophet, so you got to step out and do it. Why do you pray in tongues? Because when you pray in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 that when you pray in tongues, it's between you and God, and you're edified. And the Spirit is praying in words that nobody can understand. So you're praying the perfect will of God when the Holy Spirit is praying. When you're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is praying out of you. So that's why you'd pray in tongues. The Bible says it builds you up. I have a whole video on a bunch of reasons why you should, but it builds you up. Should Christians or Gentiles celebrate biblical Jewish holidays? It's up to you. You're not required, Doris. Paul said, don't anyone tell you that you have to keep the Sabbath or keep feasts or keep all of these traditions. You can, and they're great, but they're not required. So it's up to you. Some people do, and that's totally on you. What's your thoughts on end time issue ministries? I'm not familiar with the ministry. Guys, I'm sorry, but these comments are coming in so fast. There's no possible way I could answer all these. There's 700 of you here on the live. Oh, I forgot we're not on Facebook because we're on the phone. Have you interviewed the praying medic? I haven't. Let's see. What is your favorite Christian song? Right now? What song do I like right now? I don't even know. I have a big playlist of songs I listen to. Oh, there's one worship song. Well, I can't tell you because my phone's on here and my Spotify's on my phone. But I forgot the name of it. I mean, I guess I could pull it up on the computer. Well, I'll pull it up after. But yeah, it's this song that was like viral on TikTok. It's a Christian song and I love it. Or a worship song. Of course it's Christian because I don't listen to Christian music. But it's a worship song is what I meant to say. Can Jezebel's spirit come back after years you fornicated with her? Well, I don't know what you mean by fornicating with her, but yes, the Jezebel spirit can come back. Oh man, there's so many questions coming in. Help me, Lord. Okay, why are Christians gonna go through the Great Tribulation in the Bible if it says we're saved from God's wrath? We will be saved from God's wrath, we'll be protected. But just because it means you'll be saved from it doesn't mean you're gonna escape it. So like I was talking to somebody about the tribulation and how Christians will go through it, and they were saying, I just don't understand how God can allow his people to go through torture and torment and distress. And I told the person at lunch, I said, do you realize right now that there's millions of Christians all over the world that as we're at lunch are being tortured and martyred and persecuted for their faith, and God doesn't rescue them. Like, as I'm live right now in my office, there's people being tortured in this world right now for the gospel, and God is allowing it. And the martyrs were how the early church grew. So if God allows it now and allows people to go through tribulation now, because many people are, just because we're not, doesn't mean they aren't going through tribulation, why would God not allow that to happen during the great tribulation? Now, we will be protected. And if you read the book of Revelation, you'll see a lot of the plagues are only affecting certain people that have the mark. Hello. But we will not have the mark. And yes, we will be martyred. And yes, we'll be persecuted. But that happened all throughout church history. So why would God not allow it? Is it safe to try sozo prayer? I don't know enough about sozo. I don't think there's anything wrong with prayer. So if it's prayer, yeah. I personally wouldn't substitute sozo for deliverance because they're two different things. How did you find your calling? For me, the Lord revealed it the night I got saved. That doesn't happen to everybody, but he did reveal it the night I got saved. But for many people, your general calling is to heal the sick, cast out demons, preach the gospel, baptize people, make disciples, and to reach the lost and to preach. So it's not like super complicated. Just minister, be the feet of Jesus, be his ambassador. The Bible says you've been given the ministry of reconciliation to call people back to God. So we've all been given that ministry. Do I believe in the rapture? Yes, but I believe the rapture happens after the tribulation, right as Christ returns. So we get raptured, we meet him in the air, and then we come back as a heavenly army. I just believe it the way the Bible teaches it. So I used to be pre-trib, and then I realized, oh, it's not in the Bible, so now I'm post-trib. Why do I get attacked in my dreams on the second day of my fast? Jay Saldivar. Hello, Jay Saldivar. I'm not sure why you're getting attacked in your dreams, but when you're fasting, I'll tell you one thing that does happen is impurities rise to the surface, and God purges you and cleanses you, so you might be getting some of those impurities rising to the surface, and you're experiencing them. Okay, family friend went to an energy healing class. 2 months later, found out she had a rare deadly brain cancer. She passed away 6 months later. I prayed with her and tried deliverance. What did I do wrong? Caroline, that's a great question. I don't think you did anything wrong. I think she probably opened up the door to something demonic. If she's going to energy healing classes, you're literally opening up yourself to demonic spirits. And was the cancer related to her going to that and opening yourself up? I don't know. Only God knows. But you shouldn't live your life blaming yourself for doing what God told you to do. If you prayed with her and you tried doing deliverance on her, that's what you're called to do, and the results are not up to you. So I don't know exactly why, but don't live your life in regret thinking, I did something wrong. You did what God wanted you to do, and that was pray with her. Lots of questions. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Help me, Lord. They're coming in so fast. I have it on slow mode. I don't know how. I used to have my hair dyed red. Now I got delivered and cut it off. Could that be spirits making me change my appearance? So do you mean after you got delivered, you cut it off? Now, 100%, this isn't talked about enough. Spirits will make you change your appearance. When you see people go through crazy appearance changes, those usually are because of demonic spirits. Spirits will do this when you see, well, I don't want to go into it because maybe some of you are there and I don't want to demean you at all. But yes, spirits will make you change your appearance. Spirits will also make you unclean. I've seen people in deliverance that tell me, I hate showering. I hate brushing my teeth. I hate living clean. And then I got delivered and now I love taking showers. I love brushing my teeth and I have good hygiene. Okay. Well, you had unclean spirits that wanted you to be unclean and now you are delivered. Now you desire to be clean. Like, for example, this is super weird, but I'll just tell you guys my story. I loved the dark. Literally, I loved the dark. I loved it so much, my mom and family would be like, what is wrong with you? I would shower in the dark, and I mean physical dark, like the lights were off. I would get ready with the lights off. I would brush my teeth with the lights off. I'd do my hair. Back in the day when I had long, curly hair, I would do my hair with the lights off. I didn't know why I hated the light. Even in my bedroom, I wanted it dark all the time. No clue why, okay? So you would just say, oh, that's just how you are. You're a weirdo. I didn't know why. I just knew that's what I liked. And so I was like, well, who cares? I'll keep the light off. Then I got delivered. And guess what happened? I was like, I hate the dark. I want the lights on. Guess what? I didn't realize it's not normal to shower in the dark. It's not normal to well, I always had good hygiene, but I liked it dark. And I didn't look at people in the eyes. I didn't know why. For years of my life, I could not make eye contact. Ironically enough, now I'm, you know, staring at a camera. But I didn't realize it was demonic when I got delivered from the spirit of shame. My little sister cast the demons out of me. Shout out to Cherish. She's in the chat. Cherish Downey. Go subscribe to her channel. I was able to make eye contact and I loved the light. So most people don't realize there are things in our life that we think is just our personality. But here's what you have to remember. Demons are personalities. This is what I talk about in my book. I just did an interview last night on a television show for my book, and I talked about how demons are personalities, and they come and live inside of us. So you're like, it's just my personality. It's not your personality. It's the personality of the person that has no body that's living in you, and that is a demon. So stop buying into the lie that it's just not my personality to brush my teeth. It's just, so do you want your teeth just to rot out, your bone to degrade, and you just have no teeth? No, it's not your personality. It's something unclean there that wants you to be that way. I already know people that have never done deliverance, never cast out a demon in their life, think I'm nuts right now. Like, that's so crazy. They're going to make their little lame reaction videos. But those of you in the chat that do deliverance, you're like, amen. Yes, that's true. Again, you have to get experience to understand what I'm talking about here. Okay. Interesting. Some of these questions I'm just not going to answer about certain people. I'll plead the fifth. All right, okay. Let's see. Man, these are so many questions. All right, if demons are spirits without bodies, can you have multiple of the same kind of demon? Can you have more than one demon of fear? That's a good question. I personally haven't encountered somebody saying, or a demon saying, like, there's a hair in my face, that they had multiple of the same demon. I've actually never thought about that. Maybe, but demons' names are what their function is. So if it's a spirit of anger, that's what it's doing. So I don't know. I haven't dealt with that. Probably, I just haven't dealt with that. Okay, let's see. What are your thoughts about using tongues in deliverance if people are praying over each other or someone else? I don't mind it, but I wouldn't use tongues as a way to do deliverance. If I get stuck, I would maybe pray in tongues, but I'm not praying for them. I'm praying for myself, for the Lord to speak to me to get revelation. There's literally a hair like right in front of my eye. It's bugging me. So I don't have a problem, but I wouldn't be on somebody for 30 minutes speaking in tongues on the top of my lungs. That to me is not fruitful. I would do it if I'm stuck and I need a revelation from the Holy Spirit. I would pray in tongues for that, okay? Let's see. How to cast out the spirit of homosexuality the same way as any other, commanding it to leave. We have a bunch of videos on the channel on how to do that, but it's the same. I treat every spirit the same. Now, there's different strategies with different spirits, right? They're not all the same, but yeah, that's that, all right? These questions, I have it on slow mode, and the comments are coming so fast, I can't keep up. JP Uncut, what's up, bro? Saldivar, how do I get your jawline? I have a bad jawline, bro. What do you mean? I literally have, like, no jawline. But I'll teach you how to pronounce my name. It's Saldivar. I got you. You got it, bro. JP, one day you'll get my last name right. It's all good, though. What do you think about Israel right now? I think that it's Bible prophecy. I think that we're in the middle of Bible prophecy for thousands of years. People have hated Israel for a specific reason, and we are living in Bible prophecy. And so I would say make sure that you're not playing games. Make sure you're wide awake. Make sure you're in prayer. Make sure you're fasting. Make sure you're living right. We are in the last days. Just in case you didn't know and you're confused about it, 181 ballistic missiles this week launched at Israel, the largest ballistic missile attack in history. Just for this record, Bible prophecy revolves around Israel. I know you're like, oh, I thought Bible prophecy revolved around Texas. No, it doesn't. The U.S. is not, Bible prophecy doesn't revolve around the U.S. Jesus is not coming back to Texas or Florida or California. Jesus is coming back to Israel. So that's where he's returning. That's where Bible prophecy revolves around. That's why we need to focus on it. And a lot of people are saying we're in World War III. This hair is driving me crazy in my eye. But I don't know. But it is crazy. It's crazy times. It's crazy times. Very volatile. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I really enjoy following you. Thank you. If I didn't answer your question, just type it again. And I'm not going to probably speak on specific ministers unless it's a very specific question. But yeah. What is significance of a 21-day fast? Well, they get the word. The reason why people do 21-day fast is from the Daniel fast. Daniel fasted 21 days. I personally don't think, unless the Lord speaks to you, that a specific day has a specific amount of power. I would just fast as the Lord speaks to you and as you are fasting in your schedule. So I wouldn't say like, I'm going to do a 21-day fast because there's special power in it. I personally don't believe that. It's an eyelash. No, it's like a hair, like a long hair. I got how many girls in the house? Five, seven, two female dogs and five girls. So yeah, lots of hair in the house. What can you do if your church and you don't have a church that believes in deliverance? Okay. Isaiah Saldivar, personally, this is me personally, this is not in the Bible, I'm just telling you, I would not attend a church that doesn't do deliverance. I personally just wouldn't. Now, you can attend a church that doesn't do deliverance. That's I would say a Bible teaching, believing church, but if they don't do or teach deliverance, then they can't say that they fully believe the Bible, but that's here nor there. You can attend a church that teaches the Bible and then supplement teachings and the spiritual realm and all that online, but I personally would not attend a church where they're not doing what Jesus did. So I wouldn't go to a church personally, don't cry in my comment section, I'm just telling you my personal story, that would not pray for the sick, at least give you a chance. You don't have to preach about it every week, but at least give people a chance to get delivered, to get prayer for the sick, and to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Last week at our church, our pastor taught on deliverance and said, who wants deliverance, come to the altar. So I love that. I want to be in a place where they open that up. And every week, if you need deliverance or healing, you can go to the altar and get prayer. So I love that. All right. Do you have to get baptized again if you already did at age 9? I probably would, unless you were very aware at age 9 and serious. You don't have to get baptized and rebaptized, but I would if you're older now and you're really committing to the Lord. There's nothing wrong with getting rebaptized. So, yeah, I would definitely. Do you think Donald Trump will win the presidency? Guys, with everything going on in the world right now and all the corruption we see, nothing will shock me. It wouldn't shock me if 90% of America voted for one candidate and the other candidate got elected somehow. I don't know. But I would, let's just say, how do I say this without getting all of you triggered? I would rather have anyone in office besides Kamala Harris and her VP. That guy is, help us, Lord. Thank you guys for also tagging Isaiah Saldivar then the question because it helps a lot. What are your thoughts on Stephen Furtick? I don't really have any. I don't really listen to him, so I don't have any thoughts on him. Yeah, I'll check out End Time Issue Ministries. Yes, I will. With everything going on in the Middle East, do you think we are already in Revelation? I don't think the tribulation has started yet, but I think it could start at any point. So, no, I don't think we're in the tribulation yet, as far as the book of Revelation. Can you explain sleep paralysis? Yeah, it's when a demon attacks you at night. Now, of course, everyone has their own description of what sleep paralysis is, but when you have a dark figure on you choking you and you can't say Jesus, then that is usually what they call sleep paralysis. I call a demonic attack at night. Why is that the only name that you can't say if it's not demonic? Just anointed to be a watchman. Any advice? Not sure what you mean by that, but I would say just live a life of prayer if that's what you mean by being a watchman. But I'm not fully sure on what you mean anointed on being a watchman. Are we still supposed to tithe 10% of our earnings? I talked about that earlier. It's not required any longer. I would give generously and go over and above and give cheerfully, right? God understands if you're, well, I don't even want to go into it, but yeah, give cheerfully. My girlfriend's mom laughs at me every time I bring up deliverance to her, and I can't tell if it's her or the demon, but she won't do it. It's probably the demon, Jax. That's super common for people to laugh when you talk about deliverance or when you start praying for them to be delivered. Let's see. Can you explain vex and hex? Not sure what you mean by that. Not positive the difference there. Vex, the word vex means to harass. And hex would be like a spell. So I'm not sure the context of that. All right. Wow. Lots of questions here. Okay. My distant girlfriend and I stopped fornicating due to getting closer to God. Good. That's good. Fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. But she doesn't see the issue with going to parties and drinking with her friends. How do I go about that? The hard thing is she doesn't have that conviction. So here's the thing. If you're a Christian, genuinely, and I'm not trying to be rude to her, Nate, but genuinely sold out, genuinely on fire, serving the Lord, you've denied yourself, you picked up your cross, why would you want to go party and drink? That's the thing. It's like, the problem isn't that she's doing it. The problem is, why do you desire that? You want to be around worldly people that are cussing and drinking and doing a bunch of sexual stuff. I mean, I came from the party lifestyle. Before I was saved, I was partying all the time. I was throwing parties. So, yeah, there's nothing godly at a party. I've been to lots of them. I was at a beer pong tournament 2 weeks before I got saved. And before, I was at a beer pong tournament, New Year's, and then 15 days later, I was casting out demons in my living room. So, yeah, there's nothing good happening at parties. I would just tell her, what fellowship does light have with darkness? Paul says, don't partner with unbelievers. Yeah. There's a lot I could say there, but I'm trying to be nice. Okay. Is taking ADHD medicine a sin? I don't think it's a sin. I just personally wouldn't be taking medication because these medications are not only not proven to even help you with a lot of stuff you're going through, but a lot of times they make you worse. They turn you into a zombie. So before I got medication, I would be seeking deliverance, but I'm probably more against medication than most people because I know how addicting it is and how these companies are money hungry and a lot of it is run by profit. So yeah, I'm probably, if you talk to most preachers or pastors, they would probably lean more towards, yeah, it's totally fine. I personally would never get on any mental health medications or want my family to because it's just, the effects are terrible. What if your church believes Christians can't have demons? That's a lot of churches. You just described 90%+ of them because they don't do deliverance. They don't believe that. I wouldn't attend a church like that. How am I going to write a book? Shout out to my book right here, How to Cast Out Demons, where I have a whole chapter on why Christians do need deliverance, but then I go to a church that doesn't believe it. If your church doesn't believe it, then they're not going to offer you the chance to get delivered because Christians can't have demons. So that's why they're not doing deliverance. It's a whole thing. It's a whole, yeah. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? How do we go from that to that? Let's see. If I ordered ice cream right now, I would probably get it depends on the mood I'm in, but maybe like a cookies and cream, a cookie dough, maybe something with vanilla in it, like a butter pecan. I don't know, something like that. Pralines and cream. That was my grandpa's favorite. He ate that a lot growing up. Something like that. Just something with vanilla, caramel. Yeah, all that. Do you believe in ascending to heavenly places, otherwise known as realms? Not on your own will and not trying to astral project out of your body, which is what some Christians teach. If God takes you out of your body and shows you something in the heavenly realm, fine. That's what happened in the Bible to Ezekiel and many others. If you are sitting there teaching people that they can ascend into heaven anytime they want, that is not biblical. I hate to tell you that is not biblical. If you're sitting there going like, ooh, I'm going to ascend to heaven and, you know, astral project and visualize, that's new age. That's not biblical. I don't have to tell you. So yeah, depends on what type you mean. I don't think I felt the presence of God before. Am I just not praying enough? Solace, I think that there are moments where God's presence will overwhelm you and you'll feel him, but I think a lot of the time we walk by faith and not by sight. And when I say not by sight, I mean not physical senses, but we're walking in the spirit by faith. So a lot of people think if they don't feel God, then he must not be real. God is much more than a feeling. But I will say if you focus on prayer and you're in the place of prayer, you will experience him. There will be a moment where you find him and you experience him. All right? Can you smell in the spirit if that's possible and you smell sage on someone that does witchcraft? It's a foul, like a foul spirit. Yeah, you could smell in the spirit, 100%. We have spiritual senses just like physical, and yes, you can, for sure. Went to church with you as a kid at New Hope, praying for you in your ministry. Dude, that is awesome. What is your name, bro? That is amazing. Shout out to New Hope. Yes, I was raised in church and went to New Hope. What is your name? I'm sure I remember you, bro. Daddy P, please tell me your name. That is so cool, bro. Thanks for being in here. What a small world, right? Love that. Do you think video games can open a door to the demonic? JP, where are you at, bro? Let's ask JP Uncut. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. JP has a story when he was sharing on his stream that he was playing a demonic video game. And his eye started twitching and he turned it off. It was like, that's demonic. I ain't playing that anymore. But yes, they can. It depends on what you're playing. Just like movies, entertainment. It's not the video games being wrong. It's that what you're playing, what type of game you're playing. And some of these games out here are super, super demonic. How much time do you spend in the Word daily? Thanks for asking, Pastor Felix. It depends. Every day is different because my schedule varies. If I'm obviously preparing for a sermon, it's a lot more time than if it's just a normal day. It's also depends on if I'm, like, we did the 90-day Bible challenge, so I was reading a lot more. So it's there's no, like, one right answer for that. It just depends on the day and what I have going. But I'm in the Word every single day, so. Ryan Pinelli. If I saw a picture of you, Ryan, I guarantee I'd remember you. Ryan Pinelli. That's awesome, bro. Yeah, if I saw your picture, I would probably know you. Dude, if you have an Instagram, message me on Instagram. I want to see if, I'm sure I remember you. That's awesome, bro. Glad that you're in here. God is good. And I'm glad that you're still hopefully serving the Lord and all of that. You probably saw my testimony. I wandered from God for a lot of years and came back to Him at 19, and it's the best thing I've ever done. Is it wrong to have or wear Sun Devil merchandise if it represents ASU? I mean, you got to use your own conviction. I personally am not going to walk around with a shirt that says devil on it. So, yeah. The devil thing, probably not a great thing. Halloween for Christians, that's a huge no. No, Halloween is a holiday that celebrates darkness. I have a bunch of videos on the channel of why Christians shouldn't celebrate Halloween, but if you have an entire holiday dedicated to celebrating death and darkness, forget about all the roots. Be like, well, the pagan roots. I have videos on that, but forget about even that, about Samhain and all the festivals. The bottom line is you shouldn't be celebrating a holiday that endorses darkness. Do you think a demon can understand all languages during deliverance? Yes, I think they can. Demons don't have brains. They are much more intelligent than we think. Does the New Testament begin with astrology? Okay, there's a difference between astrology and astronomy. And also, God led them using His creation to something. So it wasn't that they were worshiping the stars or worshiping creation. It was that Creator used creation to lead them and also fulfill Bible prophecy. Can God use creation to speak to us? Of course He can. But that's different between astrology, where you're looking for divine revelation from God's creation. You're not looking to God in astrology. You're looking to God's creation for divine supernatural information about your life. And that is where things are demonic. Astronomy, the study of stars, the understanding of the stars and the galaxies, all that, that's fine. And then, of course, God using a star or using something to speak to you is fine as well. But we're not worshiping creation, and that's what astrology does. Astrology worships creation rather than creator. We see that throughout scripture, people worshiping creation rather than creator, and we're called to worship God and God only. Worship the Lord and Him only. So that's the caveat. We only worship God, not God and astrology or God and the stars. It's only. Jesus is the only way. He's not a way, He's the way. So yeah. Do you play golf? No, I did for like 6 months, years ago. Realized it was too much time commitment. I'll never be as good as my friends, and I stopped. If I can't get really good at something, I'm not gonna spend my time. I'm all in, and when I go all in on something, it consumes me. Okay, let's see. Okay, lots of Halloween questions coming in now. What are your thoughts on Reiki? It's demonic. Reiki healing is 100% demonic. What is a seer? Well, people would define it as someone that can see in the spirit. Can we lose our salvation, and how do we know if we lost it? I don't think you can lose your salvation the way that you can lose your car keys. I think you can forfeit the gift you've been given of salvation by rebelling against God, no longer following Him and serving Him, and rejecting Him fully. So that's not losing something, that's giving something up or forfeiting something. And in that case, that's where the Lord would cut you off. That is where you would be apostate. That is where you would turn from God. But yeah, when people say, can you lose your salvation? You can't lose it, but you can forfeit it. Just like if I give my kids a gift, they can give up the gift or get rid of the gift or throw the gift away. Even though it's a gift, doesn't mean that you have it all the time and it can't go anywhere. How do some rich Christians afford a house, but some Christians that are trying to prosper can't afford a house? If that makes sense, I've met rich Christians that don't offer help. Well, I mean, nobody's obligated to help. And, you know, like, if somebody has money, they're not obligated to buy every person in the church a house, right? Some people that, there's too many variables for me to answer this in one way. I fully don't understand exactly what you're trying to say. But I would say that work hard. The Bible says work with your hands and work hard, and you will prosper. Thoughts on watching The Chosen? I love it. I don't supplement my Bible with The Chosen. I don't look at The Chosen as a biblical everything in there, but I look at it as a show that's a Christian show and I enjoy it like that, but I'm not looking at it as it's scripture. And I had the creator of The Chosen on my podcast, Dallas Jenkins, and he even said, like, this is not a supplement for the Bible, right? I think if you're praying and you're hearing Jonathan Rumi, is that his name's voice in your head as Jesus speaking to you, you probably watch The Chosen too much. So yeah. How do I know if I'm ready to do deliverance on other people? I mean, if you've watched the videos, if you've learned the basics, just start praying. Just do it. Don't wait around. What's up, Radar Apologetics? Appreciate you, bro. Okay. I found out that I'm both Christian and Jewish after finding my mother's biological family. Can I be both in God's eyes? Well, we have Radar Apologetics in the house who teaches a lot on being Jewish and has a lot of good videos. So, Radar, why don't you answer that question? Can somebody be Christian and Jewish at the same time? The answer is yes, but maybe Radar can give you like a little paragraph on that and help you out. Who asked that question? They're coming in fast. I have it on slow mode, but the chat is coming so fast, I just, of course, can't answer all these. Kristen wants to know, her family, she found out is Jewish, and she wants to be both in God's eyes. The answer is yes, but Radar can break that down. Go to Radar Apologetics if you want to learn about that. He's a Messianic Jew. I hope I'm saying that right, Radar. I'm not educated enough. He's going to be on the show soon, so he'll explain all of it. How do I tell if someone's just culturally Christian? Look at the fruit of their life. I meet people, guys, you know, out and about in my life. I know this might surprise you, but I'm not always online. I'm not always in my office. I'm not always in the studio. And they're like, yeah, I'm Christian. Okay, let me just read Radar's thing really quick. He said, yes, absolutely, you can be Jewish and Christian. All the first disciples were Jewish, and so was the Messiah. Amen. And guess what, guys? There's a Jewish man coming back. I don't know if you know, but an actual Jewish man named Jesus Christ is coming back to planet Earth and returning. So, yes. Okay, what was I saying? I don't even remember because I lost my train of thought. Oh, I meet people out and about and they're like, oh, I'm Christian. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, F this, F that. Oh, you're one of those Christians. Yeah, that's what I have to say about cultural Christians. Okay. Can I lust over my own wife? I get asked this all the time. People ask if they can. Lusting is desiring something. Well, there's a lot of definitions, but in my mind, and I could be wrong, but this is the way I look at it. You can lust after somebody's car. You can lust after somebody's house. It's desiring something that's not yours, longing for something that doesn't belong to you or that God has prohibited you from having or doing. So if you're lusting after another woman that's not your wife, if you're lusting after a woman, period, that is not your wife, that's wrong. But if it's your wife, how could you lust after her if she's yours and the marriage bed is undefiled? So I personally don't know how you can lust after your wife. I don't even think that's compatible. But correct me if I'm wrong. That's how I see lust. You should be attracted to your wife. It is not wrong to think about your wife in a sexual manner. Period. I mean, I don't know how else to say that. I know there's kids watching. There's 1,200 people on here, so probably kids on. But I'm sorry to say it. It's fine to think about your wife like that. You should be attracted to her. The marriage bed is undefiled. God created that. And all my wife's in the chat with laughing faces. So yeah, it's totally fine. Okay, I have a guy that's like, I'm obsessed with my wife's body and this and that. Is that wrong? I'm like, that's good. You should be. That's a great problem to have, brother. So yeah, well, I'm gonna get in trouble here if I keep talking, but I'm blushing now. That's that. I'm extremely attracted to my wife. Let's just say that. We have 4 kids for a reason. All right. Okay, let's see. How do I recover from that? How do you know if you're praying in tongues? Well, what did you ask for? Did you ask for godly tongues? Because if you ask for something good, man, I'm blushing. If you ask for something good, God is not going to give you something bad. So if you're wondering, like, am I praying in fake tongues? Did you ask for fake tongues? Because he gives good things and he gives right things. So yeah, the Bible says enjoy. Wait, I just lost that. The Bible says enjoy the wife of your youth. Amen. The Bible says a lot more explicit things about enjoying your wife. Go read the Song of Solomon. Yes, it says some very interesting stuff about your wife and all that. But anyways, I would say that, now this is a very basic way I could describe you being able to know if you're speaking in tongues. And I hope you understand what I'm about to say, because it is kind of like, unless you speak in tongues, it might be hard to understand. If you're praying in tongues and you can think about what you're going to do tomorrow, what you have to do next week, you're thinking while praying in tongues, it's probably genuine. But if you have to think about the tongues and what you're going to say before you say them, it's probably not legitimate tongues. Because tongues is the Holy Spirit praying out of you. they did the study, I covered this on the channel, where they gave somebody an MRI in their brain while they were speaking in tongues. And what they found was the language area of your brain that creates language was not firing off while they were speaking in tongues, meaning it was actually their spirit speaking in tongues. So, yeah, that's that. Do you still listen to For Today? I don't listen to metal music, not because it's not Christian, because there's a lot of great Christian metal, but because my kids and wife don't want to hear it, and I'm with them most of the time. So, yeah, I don't really listen to metal music anymore. Yeah, lots of questions here. How can I break out of poverty? I mean, I would start, if you don't have a job, get a job and work hard. If you're not a hard worker and you don't have a job, then you're never going to break out of poverty. But it starts with working hard. How do you feel about tattoos? Is it a sin? I was taught it was by my parents, Leviticus 19:28. As I got older, they are not against it as they don't say it's a sin anymore. So I'm confused now. I personally don't think tattoos are a sin in general, but for me, they are a sin. The Lord told me years ago, do not get any tattoos, because if you're preaching and somebody sees your tattoo, for some people, it's a stumbling block. And so I don't want to be a stumbling block. So for Isaiah Saldivar, it would be a sin to get a tattoo, but I don't think in general tattoos are a sin. I just personally wouldn't get them because they're worldly. That's it. So you got to go by your own conviction on that. There's no explicit command in the New Testament that you can't get a tattoo. I would just say, if I bought a brand new church building, am I going to put graffiti on it? And if I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit, I don't want to mark up my body. That's that. What does it mean when my ear rings sometimes? I'm not sure, Corinna. I'm not sure what that means. Thoughts on Geno Jennings? I don't know, and I haven't listened to him, so I can't give any thoughts on him. All right. You cannot read at all speaking in your own language. What do you mean? I can talk to you right now. If I'm talking to you right now, I can't really think about what I'm going to do tomorrow as I'm talking, because I'm creating the words. I can't like talk and think about something complex at the same time. But if I'm speaking in tongues, I can think about other things without being interrupted. So I know that's kind of complicated and confusing. I hope some of you get it. I hope some of you get it. Can women be lead pastors? I personally do not believe that women are called to senior lead churches. Okay? I personally don't believe women are called to oversee men in the capacity of a senior leader. Like, a man's having an issue, and then the pastor, the senior pastor is a woman. I don't think that man, let's just say my wife is the senior pastor of my church. I'm not the pastor. My wife is the senior pastor. And now there's men in the church that have issues that need counseling and need to talk to the senior leader. I don't want my wife in an office with other men talking about issues, her being the senior leader. I don't think it's appropriate. So I personally don't believe in I think the senior leadership role is reserved for the man. And not only that, I'll go even farther. I think that's how your house should be. The man is the head of the house. He's the priest of the home. If you look at the Bible, men always would lead. In the battle, they would always go first. If somebody breaks in, who's the first person? Unless you're some woke, blue-haired liberal, and that's a whole nother topic. Most of the time, the man, if you're a real man, is going to get out of bed and go check to see who's, well, they should probably grab the gun first, but they're going to check to see who's at the door. You're not going to tell your wife, get up and go check. Why? Because I'm the leader. I'm the priest of the home. I'm not soft. I have other words I want to say, but I won't say them. I'm the priest of the home. I'm the leader. So I see that also as the body of Christ, as the leader of the church. I'm the first line of resistance to the enemy. My wife's not going to go out and fight. I'm going to go fight first. So I don't believe in senior leader women who are the soul. Now, I won't go into, can your wife co-pastor with you? That's a whole other story. I think if you and your wife are pastoring together, you're still the senior leader, period. So yeah, it needs to be distinguished. It needs to be pointed out. But yeah, that's that. My wife said it ain't going to be me. My wife's locked up in the closet or the bathroom somewhere if somebody breaks in or anything. Okay, what about the verse that talks about not marking your body? Well, that wasn't about tattoos. That was about marking the dead. So the pagans were getting tattoos marking the dead, and people were marking their bodies for satanic purposes. So that's different than tattoos. And some tattoos are demonic, okay? Some tattoo places are demonic, and that's a whole nother topic. But in general, you know, if you're going to get a little tattoo with your grandma's name on it as a memory of her, that's up to you. I personally wouldn't, and we don't do tattoos in my house. I don't want my kids getting tattoos, but I can't say before 1,200 people, it's a sin to get a tattoo, just because I don't have biblical text in the New Covenant and the New Testament to back it up. So I hope you guys are understanding that. What are your thoughts on trunk or treat? No. Are anxiety or panic attacks caused by demons? They can be, but not always. Not always. Yeah, tag at Isaiah Saldivar before your question because it'll highlight it for me. And there's also a question and answer feature on YouTube that I'll try next time. It might help because these questions are coming in a lot. Is college a scam? You probably don't like my answer, but yeah, I think for a lot of time, I think in today's age, I have a lot of thoughts on this. I think in today's age, it mostly is. Not only are they indoctrinating our kids and our kids are going to college on fire for God and coming out liberal blue hairs, but if you know, you know. But I also think that college in a lot of ways is a scam. Now, if you're going to be a doctor or a nurse and you're going to college and you're going to med school, which would be not labeled as a trade school, but it really is because you're getting trained to do that job, then yes, of course. And of course, we do need college in a lot of cases, like lawyers. You got to go to law school. I believe that's fine, but I think people that are going to college because they've been told they have to is a lot of times, yeah, it's a scam. But anyways, that's another video for another time. I'm getting caught in the weeds now. Is pain in childbirth a curse? Yes. All right, man. I'm trying, guys. Is personality disorders like bipolar or spirit, or can it be medical? Both. Sometimes it's a spirit, sometimes it's medical. A lot of times it's a spirit, okay? And you gotta remember, a lot of times these labels are just people labeling spirits because they don't know about the spiritual realm. So for example, you're like, I get super angry. I get this rage coming over me. And you go to the doctor, they're like, oh, so sometimes you're normal, sometimes you're enraged? Yeah, what is that? Oh, that's just bipolar. Well, they're not going to tell you that demonic spirit, but it could be a demonic spirit. See what I'm saying there? Dating Christians. Can a Christian and a Christian be unequally yoked? Yes. Yes, Rachel. You can date a Christian and be unequally yoked. Because as we know, not everyone that says they're Christian is a Christian. All right. So yes, Christians and Christians can be unequally yoked. I just did a video on last week of what the yoke was. So go watch that video. Are frats and sororities wrong? From my understanding, there's a lot of demonic roots and messianic ties to frats and sororities. So I would not get involved in a frat or sorority. You have to take oaths. There's a lot of weird, deep demonic stuff. In fact, I need to make a video on the roots of frats and sororities. Yeah, I would not be in a frat or a sorority. Let's just say that. Thoughts on, I don't think the millennial reign has passed, so I don't really have much thoughts. Then that's false. Tension between India and China. I haven't even been following that. There's so many wars going on. I've been following the Russia and Ukraine. I've been following the Israel and Iran and Lebanon and Gaza, but I haven't been following India and China. Yeah, we're definitely on, I mean, we're on the verge of a World War III. I think everybody knows that at this point. Man, lots of questions. This is just, I'm gonna have to slow-mo 1 minute per question because it's still just going so fast I can't even read it. Love your videos. Do you believe in pre or post-trib? Post-trib. Just go on my channel and search post-trib and you'll find why. It's my interview with Dr. Michael Brown, why I'm post-trib. Is it biblical to cut off toxic family? I know that family is not always blood relatives. Well, Jesus said, who is my family but those that do the will of my father? Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead when the man said, I gotta go bury my father. So I'm really big on family. I'm Italian and Hispanic, so both sides were big on family. Family is super important. But I think that in the Western culture, we've made family so high priority, more than even the Bible does. My thing is like God, my wife, my kids, and then my ministry, number four. So God is always number one above family, but I think family's become an idol and a god to a lot of people. When's the right time to pray for a husband? I mean, anytime. When you feel ready to be married. Thoughts on Tim Walz's ginormous wide eyes during the presidential race? I mean, guys, listen, here's the thing. These politicians are so full of demons, it's unbelievable. Like, so full. I'm supposed to be off here in 5 minutes too, by the way, because we have a prayer call at 1:30. Yes, become a monthly partner. You'll get invited to our 1:30 p.m. prayer call. I wish I could do the prayer call on Zoom. We've tried it before. It crashes Zoom instantly. There's too many people in our stream. So, 1:30 p.m. we'll be praying with our monthly partners together. That's a great time. Too many questions coming in. I'll do this again very soon. Maybe I'll do this again this weekend. Here's the thing. These politicians, where was I? Are so full of demons that it's inevitable that you're going to see them. Now, I'm not saying his wide eyes and crazy facial expressions that him and Kamala Harris make are demons, but I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. They're so full of demons, it's insane. And I'll tell you how I know they're full of demons. Their policies, Tim Walz is a guy that says it should be okay up until full term for a baby to be murdered in their mother's womb. This is a guy that's okay with a baby being born. After the baby's born, they realize, oh, the baby's Down syndrome, and he's okay with, this is on record, he did this in a radio show. He gave an interview and said, yeah, I'm okay with these post-birth, late-term abortions, where the baby comes out Down syndrome, and they go, oh, yeah, let's kill the baby now that we realize it's Down syndrome. Like, that is insane. That's so demonic. How many demons do you have to believe that's okay? And I'm talking to some of you in the chat. Demonic. This is a guy that says, your five-year-old should be able to get a sex change. Look at this. And if you don't get them a sex change, you're not providing medical care and CPS should take them. Let me just break this down for you guys. All right, let me rant here. I'm done with the Q&A. We're an hour in. Just give me 3 minutes to rant really fast, okay? If you have a child and they need medical attention, let's say they have pneumonia, or let's say they have a high fever for days on end. Let's say that they have some type of cancer and they need essential medical treatment, and you don't give them that, and you let your child die, you will go to prison for child neglect, okay? And that's rightfully so. Now, let's say your child has 104 fever for a week, and the neighbors find out, and the CPS comes and says, your child needs to go to the doctor. They're dying. They have a high fever for a week, and you say no, CPS will take your child. Why? Because you're not giving them due medical attention. You're not giving them medical treatment, okay? Do we all agree that's probably good? If you're not giving your kid medical treatment, you're not helping them if they're incredibly sick and dying, like, you should get your child taken. That's neglect. We all agree, okay? So yeah, we all agree CPS takes the kid. That's where we're at right now. What he wants to do is say, conflate the two things and say, if your five-year-old says, mommy, daddy, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I want to be a girl. And you're not willing to take your five-year-old to get gender reassignment surgery. And that's a fancy way of saying chop off their wiener. Is this video going to get taken down? Probably. I don't know. I don't really care. Okay. I'm just going to say it the way it is. We have to just be truthful. This has already happened to multiple people, by the way. I've done videos on this. They will come to your house. The government, CPS, Child Protective Services, will come to your house and say, you're not willing to get your kid a sex change. You're not willing to put them on irreversible hormones that will forever alter their genetic makeup. Then we're going to take your kid from you because you're not giving them necessary medical treatment. Excuse me, gender reassignment surgery is not necessary medical treatment. You have to be high on something. That is where we're at, guys. That is what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want to do. So do your research. And I know some of you are like, I hate Trump. Okay, that's fine. You can hate Trump all you want. But Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are demons. Literally, man. Like, you can't support this stuff and be... There is a couple that had a 12-year-old girl that was at school. All of a sudden now the teachers are like, you're not really a girl. You're a boy. You're born in the wrong body. They're pumping all these demons into her. And her parents were Catholic, and they were like, no, we're not taking you to get gender, we're not putting you on hormones, we're not giving you puberty blockers. No, CPS came and took her from her family, her Catholic family, and found a new home for her that would give her puberty blockers and hormones. Well, you guys got me going. And this presidency, and I know I usually don't talk politics, I'm making exception for this election. These people that are so wicked and evil are for that. That is so evil. The government breaks in. I have a 10-year-old. She'll be 10 on Monday. And you're going to tell me the government's going to break in and take my daughter? I don't use this word lightly. Over my dead body. Literally over my dead body. You are not coming into my house taking my kid because she wants to all of a sudden be a boy. That. Bro. Chat. What kind of world is this? It's so wicked. And you're going to vote for that? And you're also a Christian? I need a drink of water. Get in the 1:30 p.m. prayer call. Get in the 1:30 p.m. prayer call. Smith Wigglesworth, I don't know what you mean by that, but if my kid's sick, I'm going to pray for them to get healed. And if God doesn't heal them, I'm taking them to the hospital. So you can get mad all you want about that and whatever. Crazy. Yeah, now people are like, my kid wants to identify as a cat and we need to have litter boxes at school for them. Bro, what? Guys, there is literally, this is so, help us, Lord. What a clown show. All right, there's a streaming platform called Twitch. I could go all day on this. And they have an employee that identifies as a deer. Deer. How do you spell deer? D-E-E-R. Like the ones that jump around and there's certain seasons where you, and they have horns and they have to have like, you know, five to be able to, points to build. Yes. Bouncing around. Me, I'm a deer. And there's an employee and someone, this is true. This is true. That's their pronoun is deer. I can't even keep a straight face when I say this. This is how twisted our world is. Somebody said something about them, like, oh, I can't believe that person identifies as a deer, got fired at this company because they talked about, well, they didn't gender them. They didn't pronoun them right. They were like, you need to refer to me as a deer. It's like, if you don't say I'm Bambi Isaiah, like, do I have to call you Bambi? And now because I won't call you Bambi, I get fired because I misgendered you. Bro, that's so crazy. My sister said someone spent $16,000 to look like a dog and has someone take him on walks. Demons. Demons, if you think you are a dog, someone said mental disorder. No, demons. Demons. My church is in Modesto, California. I'm not the pastor or a pastor, just so you know. I attend there, though. Demons, ladies and gentlemen. People are like, I identify as a squirrel. I'm like, all right, let me see you run up that tree then. Let's see it. Let me see you run up the tree. I don't understand this. I will not. Listen, Linda. I am not going through with all this. I am not going to give into this. I am not. You're tripping if I'm going to call you a deer. Anyways, how did we get there? Great Q&A. Great Q&A. What a crazy time to be alive. This is what these people. Oh, yeah. We were talking about how they have demons and their faces contort. Yes. They're demonic. They're perverted. Their agendas are wicked. Just do 5 minutes of research. Stop following. Love this format. Thank you, Cherish. Stop following Taylor Swift for your political advice. Okay? Stop following what she has to say. She could care less about you. She's a multi-billionaire up in her mansion. She don't care about you. Stop taking political advice from Taylor Swift and start doing your research. And look how demonic these agendas are and demonic these politicians are. I mean, come on now. My kid goes to school, female, and comes home saying she identifies as a cat. She wants a litter box now at home. What? No. Your five-year-old should not be taking puberty blockers. That's what Taylor Swift wants. Taylor Swift wants your kids to be able to do whatever they want, identify whatever they want. Tomorrow they're a horseshoe. The next day they're a pair of Nikes. The next day they identify as kitty litter. I don't even know. No. This has been great. We have a prayer call at 1:30. We'll do these more often. I say that every time I do these, by the way. But we'll do these more often. Pray about becoming a monthly partner. Sow into the broadcast. We're viewer supported. If you just heard me rant for the last 10 minutes, you already know that we're viewer supported. Okay, you already know we have no sponsorships. You already know that we're banned everywhere. We have no monetization. They took us off monetization. I lost my TikTok. In fact, TikTok, you owe me $2,000 still. I have $2,000 in my TikTok monetization account that I couldn't get out because I got banned. I was saying stuff like this, and TikTok's like, no, we don't like that. Anyways, I'm just going to say it how it is. People love me because I say it how it is. People hate me because I say it how it is. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Someone said Harrison Walls 2024. You're crazy, bro. You're high on something wild. Whatever you're high on is wild. Yes, I'm demonetized on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. It's cool, though, because we're viewer supported. So pray about becoming a monthly partner. Keep us going. Keep the rants going. Keep the preaching. Keep the sermons. Keep the stream alive. You can give right there in the link, pinned in the comments, and you can partner with us. I'm laughing at the comments. You guys are crazy. All right. If you yes, if you become a partner on YouTube, I recommend doing it on my website because that YouTube takes 30%. But if you become a YouTube member, you get access to the prayer call in 30 minutes. And if you become a monthly partner on the website, you get access to that as well. I'll email you today before the prayer call. I love you guys. I needed this laugh too. Your guys' comments are hilarious. All right. But demonetized, not demonized. Oh, but not demonized. Amen. Demonetized. These platforms are demonized, so they demonetize me. Is that the best way to say it? I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. My teeth, I'm sorry to tell you, they're not actually this white. It's just because my lights are bright. All right. Spoiler alert. But I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you on Monday night live, Tuesday night live. Pray for me. I'm recording my audiobook, and it's very time consuming and very weird reading at a slow pace, but we're getting it done. My sister said, yes, they are. No, they're not. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys Monday night, and then maybe we'll have videos this weekend. Maybe I'll just take the weekend off. Does your boy deserve the weekend off from filming videos? I feel like it. I've been putting out a lot of content. I've been live. I was live 3 times this week, and it was just me. No guest. Just your boy on here preaching. So, yeah, maybe I'll take the weekend off of videos. I don't know. We're going to get away this weekend for my daughter's birthday. Her birthday's Monday. Oh, you know what? Yeah, her birthday is Monday. We'll figure it out. But we're going to take her away this weekend to do something, and I love you all. So maybe there'll be videos. Maybe there won't be. And also, my book comes out soon. That's what I forgot to say. It's in the description. Go check it out. Love you guys. Bye. See ya. Salute. Take care, all you deers and cats.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.